I don't know. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Today we have another original story for you for comprehensible input. This is a continuation of a serialized story which you can find on a playlist entitled Stories About the Mysterious Ben Harper. Many of you know how this story is constructed, but let me briefly introduce it for those who have not seen the previous episodes. The genre is low fantasy. That is, the characters are in a realistic world, but there are magical elements. Not all the characters are aware of the magical elements, and there's not a great deal of understanding how this magic works. This is typical low fantasy. In other episodes, the protagonist is Ben Harper, but Ben Harper is an alias that this fellow used in the 21st century. Back in the 19th century, that is, in the mid-1800s, this fellow went by his given name, Jacob Gilbert Miller. Most people called him Gil. He was given a talisman, which prevents aging and has some other magical properties that he does not entirely understand. So in this episode, we will refer to him as Gil. The timeline, mid-1800s. The location, Exeter, England. We find Gil and his sweetheart, Giselle, enjoying time together. Weeks have stretched into months, and they become very devoted to one another. Giselle is happier than she has been in years. Their devotion toward each other has grown, but there is a problem. The problem is in the mind, in the emotional state of Gil. Gil was severely affected by his wife's death. So he finds himself very nervous about another alliance because he doesn't want to be hurt so severely again. He is aware that he has this talisman which will prevent his aging, but he is also aware that the talisman doesn't protect his loved ones. He knows that the talisman didn't cause his wife's death, but at the same time, his possession of the talisman makes him very cautious about Giselle. Now, the stereotype that we see in books and now in movies is that the lady of a couple would wait patiently for a marriage proposal. That works great in books and movies, but it's not always the way it works. After all, these ladies are human beings. They have their wishes. They can express themselves, and that they do. Many times, the conversation between Gilbert and Giselle drifted toward their future and the possibility of their getting married. Giselle made it very clear that she wants to get married. She said that she can be flexible about children, but she really would like to have one or perhaps two children with Gil. When pressed on this issue, Gil's strategy has always been to postpone it. He said, well, we shouldn't talk about that right now. Let's take that up later. Of course, Giselle found that to be a rejection, and that hurt her feelings, and he sensed that. He didn't want to hurt her, but he keeps going back to the pain of losing his first wife, and he doesn't want that to happen again. Because of this, Giselle has learned to not press him on the issue of marriage. She brings it up from time to time, and he fairly consistently postpones that discussion. On this occasion, they are together, talking quietly, no one is around, and again she brought up her wish to be married. This time, Gil didn't postpone. He just said that he wasn't ready for that. He didn't elaborate. Giselle said to him fairly sternly, "Listen, we are the ones who survived. We should live. We have both had the tragedy of losing our spouse, but we need to live. It would be far more tragic if we failed to live and love." To this persuasive argument, Gil said, "I have to go away." She was shocked. She said, "When will you return?" Gil said, "I don't know." She tightened her stare at him and said, "Will you return?" Gil said, "I don't know." With that, she fell onto his shoulder and wept. The two of them quietly wept. After a while, they regained their composure and silently walked back toward town. He escorted her to the door of her house and watched as she entered the door. He walked on to his room. The following day, he settled his bill with his landlady and made his way to Plymouth. In Plymouth, he booked passage to Constantinople. In the next episode, you will see how Gil arrives in Constantinople and how he copes with this huge, exotic, interesting city. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.